Hi, my name is David. I'm a certified credit repair specialist here at the Credit Pros. Who have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Timothy Reed.
Timothy, how are you doing today?
Not too bad on yourself.
Well, I'm doing very good. Thank you for asking. That's great to hear that you're not doing too bad, though, okay? But let's see if we can turn that around, make it better than that, all right?
All right.
All right. So now, look, when was the last time that you looked at your credit score?
So I checked lately and it's pretty bad.
It was pretty bad. Okay, what would you say your credit score was at?
I believe it was in like the 420s.
420. What was affecting your credit score? Anything like a collection, medical bill, student loan, a car repo that you're aware of?
So it's probably like it's most definitely the car because so when I initially went to get the car I have now, which I'm about to just let them come and get because the price that the sticker price and the price on the contract were completely different. I didn't catch it at the time because
Okay.
and go, whole reason why I financed it was because it was to build credit, and I was thinking about just buying the car outright because the sticker price said 24,000, so I put 20,000 down, and I'm like, okay. Even like worst case scenario, even with like even crazy interest rates, I'm not gonna have to pay like anything more than like 10,000 like overall. Turns out, the sticker price said 24,000, but for some reason, it was actually like 35,000, and then the total price overall, like including like interest rates and everything, was like 60,000, and I just found out like a couple months ago, and I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense to pay double the price of a car. So
Right.
like I'm just gonna let them either let them come get it or just take it to a dealership because I'm not paying 60,000 on a $30,000 car.
Okay. I understand. Okay, so now look, I want to ask you, what's your goal today? Your goal is to get a loan, right?
Yes.
Right, so now how much are you looking to borrow?
Honestly, I'm not 100% sure yet. It would legit just be to get a different vehicle.
It was legit to get a different vehicle.
Yes.
Okay. So now, how much is that vehicle?
I haven't really been. Haven't really had the time to actually look around yet. Ideally, I don't want to get anything that's more than like 15,000.
Okay. So what are you looking to get? A truck?
No, not
A
a truck.
car?
No.
A work car? What is it?
Probably just a regular car, honestly, either a car or SUV.
Okay. Not a problem. Have you applied for a loan anywhere else and been denied?
Not no.
Are you currently employed?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, based on what I understand, the only thing that's holding you back right now, it's your credit score, okay? But like some other companies, we work on improving every aspect of your credit score. So look, what we'll do next, we'll go ahead and print a soft pull of your credit summary to get an updated look at your credit score and those negative items. Now,
Okay.
this is going to be a courtesy pull, so it isn't going to affect your credit score in any way. And we also use special technology to protect your information, just as your bank would. Okay?
Okay.
Go ahead and confirm me with your first and last name, how it appears in your government ID.
First name Timothy, last name Reed.
All right. Timothy. Okay, so now can you provide me with your phone number, please?
919-420-4938.
All right, just a minute.
No problem.
It is coming up as Adonna, but I'm pretty sure you're not Adonna. So now Timothy Reed,
no.
Okay?
Mm.
How do you spell your last name?
R-E-I-D.
Yo, middle name?
Rondell. R-O-N-D-E-L-L.
Okay. Now, I'll verify your number one more time. It's
919-420-4938.
Yes, sir. All right. Now, I also have a zip code right here listed for you as 27529.
Yep.
Okay. That's going to be located in Garner, North Carolina.
That's correct.
Also, go ahead and provide me with the street address or your mailing address where you receive your mail at.
119 Shady Lawn Court, Apartment F.
How do you spell that street name?
F-H-A-D-Y-L-A-W-N.
F-H?
F-H-A-W-N. Oh, my bad. F-H-A-D-Y. L-A-W-N.
What's going to be a road or a way?
I'm sorry?
Is it an avenue, road?
Court, CT.
Thank you.
No problem.
Your email is listed here as timothyreeds41@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Provide me with your social security.
245-83-8225.
Okay. Go ahead and provide me with date of birth.
09/09/1996.
1996.
09/09/1996.
All right. It is going to ask you for some security questions to make sure this is your credit score that we're looking at. And not someone else's. Okay. All right, so now look. Right here, it's asking me, did you have a car loan in and around June 2021?
Yes.
How much was your monthly payment on that?
$451.
Awesome. Who was the lender for it?
Ally Financial.
Did you work at Big Lots, Collins,
no.
Stoms, Inc., Valley Roma Country Club, or U.S. Army?
Neither. I was in the Marines.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Thank you for serving.
No problem.
Did you graduate from high school?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what high school did you graduate from?
South Plantation High School.
Did you have a phone number with the area code starting in 252?
No.
All right, it's going to ask us maybe a couple more questions and see what it does, okay, before we can see your credit score.
Okay.
All right, Timothy. I pulled up your credit score, sitting at a 497, okay?
Okay.
Okay, that's considered a very low credit score, okay? But don't worry. That's why I'm here to help you with that. So let's see. Numbers of hard inquiries you're showing here, you're showing 8. What does that mean? The amount of times they ran your credit score and you were denied 8 times.
Mm.
Also, on your total accounts of minor delinquents, there's 42 of them. What does this mean? This is the amount of times that you've been late on your payments, 30 to 60 days. On your total numbers of major derogatory tread line, there's 8 of them. This is the past due payments, 90 to 120 days. Okay?
Okay.
Also, on your percentage of tread over delinquent, going 55%, meaning 55% of the times you're late on your payments, Also, a total amount in collection of $1,818. That's the amount of debt that you have in there. So now, no repossessions, no foreclosures, very good. And there's eight total trades of delinquents, ever delinquents. So that means yep. Anything else on here? No. Oh well, that's all I see right here, okay? So now those are
Okay.
usually charge-offs. So now the main goal the goal here, the credit pros, is to strengthen your credit so you can achieve your goals, right? So in order to do that, the first thing that we're gonna do for you is we're gonna go ahead and provide you with your own unique client portal. So that's gonna be an app on your phone. Okay?
Okay.
That's where you can see the improvement of your credit score 24/7. Also see one negative items we are working on, one negative items we have removed. Okay, the different opportunities for you and your credit, and all your financial tools to improve your credit. Okay.
Okay.
So now, also, there with all your financial tools that you have, one of those tools would be your Loan Wizard tool. Okay. So I do suggest you to work on your credit score so you can get more and better options. But there you can find the third-party loan companies that might be willing to work with you at a reasonable interest rate and payment option. Now also, there you'll be able to find the options from 1,000 to 100,000 depending on your credit score worthiness. And like I said, see their upfront interest rates and their payment options, see what best interests you. At the same time, you don't want to be in the same situation again in the future, right? So what we're gonna do for you is we're gonna go ahead and help you clean up your credit score. Now, how we'll be doing that is we'll be sending out targeted disputing letters that are gonna be challenging every one of those negative items that you identified to us as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable on your credit report. When we do this is done with all three credit bureaus at the same time, and now one by one, like the mother companies, okay? Now look. Also here, we also have we also work with the FCRA law, which is the Fair Credit Reporting Act. That is a federal law that allows us to dispute those negative items. Okay? Also, I want to let you know, you say you were currently employed, correct? Okay, so now that you told me that, you also receive a trend line. That's very beneficial for you, where you start improving your credit score. So now with that trend line, it's not a credit card. You're not going to be able to get like fast food with it or gas with it, anything like that, okay? This trade line is up to 5,000. It's with the nationalcreditdirect.com, okay? So there you can purchase things like electronics, smartphones, TVs, jewelry, appliances, etc., okay? The whole purpose of that line of credit is for you to establish a good payment history month after month on the credit bureaus. Helps you boost up your credit score. Make sense? Now look, you also get a credit builder benefit too. All right? Meaning all the payments for this program will also be reported to all three credit bureaus, okay, month after month. It appears to them though like if you was receiving a loan, but look, you're not getting any money from the credit pros. The purpose of the credit builder benefit is so you can attract the lenders and the creditors when you see that positive report in your credit report every month and that you're being approved. To them, you seem more trustworthy person, right? Because you can pay for things on time. Okay. So now also, the program's usually 149. Today I could get you enrolled for 119 with a $30 discount. And then a month-to-month fee of 119. Okay? There's no long-term obligation. You pay as you go for service. No contract. And once you have the credit score that you want, you can go ahead and cancel, but the positive reporting will discontinue. Now, if you're not able to pay that initial fee today, I can also work with you and get you started for a small fee. So now, what do you prefer to do? You can start it with a initial fee or a small fee.
Could I start it next week? 'Cause so I get paid next Friday, so that's when I'll be able to actually.
Okay, so now look, what I can do for you, so you can't get started today, I can go ahead and get you started today in there and get you enrolled for $12.95. And after 14 days, I'll schedule you for the initial payment of 149. Okay? I'm just gonna need a credit card number and the expiration date.
All right, one moment, please. Okay, I have to run downstairs to grab my wallet, and I'll be right back, probably like a minute or two.
Okay, not a problem. Take your time.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Okay, go ahead and provide them.
So the number is 4403-9341-3017-3698.
Okay, expiration date on that card.
Is 1027.
DBB.
643.
643.
Yes, sir.
So now, once that payment is accepted at $12.95, your second setup fee of 149 would be on March the 23rd. Then your month-to-month fee of 149 would start on April the 23rd. Do you have any questions
Okay.
before I process at $12.95?
No, I don't.
Okay, I just have to go over a credit card disclosure. I need your authorization order to process initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedure to indicate the card resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for an enrollment. So we're not going to overdraft your account. The funds are not available. Okay. Also, I just want to let you know too that we also have the family plan option. That's where you can share the same benefits with someone else. You don't have to be related to them or anything. You both have the opportunity for your credit score improvements and financial tools. In additional, today is to be $12.95. 14 days from now would be the 149, the initial fee, and then 249 month to month for both of you. Do you have anybody in mind that wants to take advantage of this today? Or would you be doing it just by yourself?
Just by myself.
Just by yourself?
Yes, sir.
Okay, not a problem, sir. If you ever change your mind, feel free to give us a call. We'd be glad to assist you.
Okay.
So now I'm also going to be sending that email to the link to that email that you provided me with, timothyreed41@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
It's the enrollment link, okay? One moment where it passes through. Okay, can you go ahead and check your email, see if you received the welcome link from the Credit Pros?
Okay, let me check right now. Okay, I have it.
Okay. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hit the welcome link.
Okay, I just hit it right now. It's loading right now.
So go ahead and sign that agreement of service right there, and then click next step.
Okay.
After that, I'll take you to authentication screen. Once you've seen with the authentication screen and you check if information was correct, next step. And then the final screen would be let's do this. I'll go ahead and give you a minute so you can do that for me. Like I said, it also asks you to create a password there too. Go ahead and do it 8 characters, okay? Uppercase, lowercase, numbers.
Okay.
Let me know if you have any questions. I'm on the line, okay?
All right.
Feel free to dispute those negative items that you need to dispute to as well. Anything that's misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable. Any questions yet?
Not yet. Okay.
We're being successfully done with it?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Okay, congratulations once again on joining the Credit Pros. We're very excited to get you on this journey for a healthier credit. Now, we're going to be transferring you over to our Auto Credit Advisor Age, who will be verifying that we enter all your information correctly. It's only going to take 2 minutes, and it's very important that you listen to the whole entire message so your account can be fully set up, okay?
Okay.
Congratulations once again, okay? And thank you for joining the Credit Pros. You have a wonderful
All
rest of
right.
your day. Stay safe.
You do.